Okay, so on Babylonian days, I'm an Aleph today. Let's go further. I think so we're at right. So remember yesterday we spoke about how in the Bayit Sheni we said that the Bayit Rishon there was a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim, and the wall was called Tzraxin, Ama Tzraxin. And in the Bayit Sheni there was not that wall because the Bayit Sheni was taller. And they felt the wall, they had one amah, wouldn't handle it. So they left two curtains up. And there was a topic whether the space in between has a din of the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedashim. So let's take a look back in the Gemara 1. Line 4 on Nun Beis Amin Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Anatan, Amar Taraxin, Lo Tribo Chachamim, Ikhafimik, Lo Tribo Everybody needs to mute themselves. The Amatraxin, they didn't determine whether it's Kilafnim, like the Kodesh Kedashim, or it's Kilachut. Now, if you look at the Rashi here, where is it? Yeah, Taraxin, the fourth narrow line. So Rashi says, Lashon Panim B'chutzu. Rashi's Taraxin is Lashon inside, Panim B'chutz, like inside and outside. So remember, yesterday we did the Tosos. Tosos was referring to this Rashi. But Tosos says there was, Tzraxin was that Trukugali means to close it off, and Sin is like Sinai, like where the Luchot are closed off. That was Tosos' explanation of Tzraxin. So Rashi says differently. Rashi says, Shon Pnim B'chotzu, it means inside and outside. So it's called Tzraxin, it's like, I guess, the volume between the inside and the outside. He says, "Kachra iti b'talmud Yerushalmi." So Rashi says, "I looked it up today. It's in the Yerushalmi on this Masechta." Raya davar, and he brings a proof to corroborate that explanation. He says, "Chasidim Rishonim Machnis and Perotim Derech Tzraxamon to the Chayvim Ramayser." That the early pious people would bring their produce Derech Tzraxamon means that would be the main entry into the. In other words, they wanted it to be Chayvim Ramayser. It's Roa Pnei Abayit. So Tzraxamon is a way to get inside. He says, Lamanu Sheha Trak to Shom Knesa Pnimu. So at least Trak, he's learning. In other words, like Tosus had a shot, and he said Truku Gali means to close the door. So that's closed. But now Rashi is right that Trak means to like the entranceway. So he says, so the Trak is to look in and to look out. I guess the other half of the word, sin, I guess, means to look out. Okay, so now on line 5 in the Gemara, Makavlar Ravina. So Ravina asks, again, Akkaf is a strong question, usually based on Svara. My time, why is it that there were Masupak about the status of this one Amma? Ilay Mishim Dati, Babayda Shabana Mel Shalom Hashem, Shishimama Orko, Yishim Rapo, Shishimama Komato. Perhaps it's based on this. So the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, which is talking about when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. So it says the entire structure was 60 amot in length, 20 amot in width, 30 amot in height. But the part we need are 60 amot in length. It means the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim was 60 amot in length. Uchtiv, Yarba'ibama Haya Habayit, Huahechal, Lefnai. And 40 amot was the Hechal. In other words, the Kodesh was 40 amot. Uchtiv, Lefnei Devir is the wall that divides between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim, that which the Gemara here is calling Taraxim. So Lefnei Devir means interior to the Devir. You have the room, the Kodesh Kedashim, is 20 amot in length, 20 amot in width, and 20 amot in height. So I have 60 amot totally divided between 40 and 20. Or in length. So again, so the structure in the Beis Mikdash. So the whole structure is 60 amot in length from east to west, and 40 amot is the Kodesh, 20 amot is the Kodesh Kedashim. This is not with the Ulam. We'll see. This is the first Beis Mikdash. I don't know if they had an Ulam in the first Beis Mikdash.
And the wall?
Okay, just everybody just wait 1 minute and I'll come to questions, okay? So he says, below Yadinan, So we think the question is that you have 40 and 20, And then there's an Amma wall somewhere in that 60 Amma. So we don't know, is the Amma, the Amma Traxin, is the wall in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, was that within the 20 Amma or the 40 Amma? That's what we're thinking the question is. So now Ravina's question is, maybe it's neither one. In other words, if this is the question, they didn't know whether it was within the 40 Amma or the 20 Amma, maybe it's neither, like none of the above. Perhaps the psukim are only telling us the length of the empty space. In other words, the space to use in the rooms, kotlin lo kachashiv, but they're not taking into account the width of a wall. In other words, perhaps when the psukim are giving us the length of the rooms, that's exclusive of the walls. That's what the Gemara is saying. Why? This is whenever we see that the Tanaim, discuss the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, the walls are calculated separately from the space. Now he's going to prove that that's the case. So we're on Nun Beis Amad Aleph, 52a, around 10 lines from the bottom. He says, Ditnan, because we learned the Mishnah Masechet Midot, Ha-Heichal, now this is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash now, okay? So Ha-Heichal, Mea Al Mea, Barum Mea. The Heichal was 100 Amot by 100 Amot to a height of 100 Amot. Kotel Ulam Chamesh. The wall of the Ulam was 5 Amot in thickness. Ulam Achadisrei. The Ulam, which is the antechamber, somebody asked about the Ulam before. So the Ulam was 11 Amot, and I know Bern usually does the additions with this, but it adds up to 100. He says, Kotel Heichal Sheish. The wall of the Heichal was 6 Amot in thickness. Or Ko Arba Imama. The Heichal was 40 Amot in length of space. The Amma Traxin, and one Amma for the Traxin. Then you have 20 Amma for the Kodesh Kadashim. The rear wall of the Heichal was 6 Amma. The Hatash Sheish, and then there was a chamber behind the Kodesh Kadashim, 6 Amma. The Kotal Tachamesh, and then the wall outside of that was 5. So, and I think that in this book, they have a, I think that the, let me see the page. 92. Yeah, they have a picture for this. Yeah, so they have a diagram, which spells it all out. But I think you have it in the art school also. I think you have it in the art school as well. So just for a minute. So the Gemara says, so we said, what is the status of the Traxin? So first we said we didn't know. We thought the question was that they were Mesupak. Was it from the 40 Amot room or from the 20 Amot room? There's an Amot wall. Was in the 40 and the 20. Now the Gemara is saying neither one. He says, Ella, kushete, yiklachim, yiklachot. No, rather, the question that he had was, the one Amma is not part of the 40, and it's not part of the 20. It's a separate Amma. But there was still Masupak. Does it have a din of the Kodesh Kadashim, or a din of like the Kodesh? That was the question. He says, behind the Amma Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says by Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef poses this question from, and we'll see it be the same issue. It says, by Yosef Ish Hotzel. Now he quotes a pasuk again from the Sefer Malachim. With the beer betocha by me panima hechim letzayim sham in a own brit Hashem. So pasuk, and we'll see it'll be not so clear what the pasuk is saying. With the beer betocha by it, there's a beer, a partition in the bayit, in the structure, in the base of Mikdash between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Me Pnima Hechim Litzayin Sham in Aron Brit Hashem, and interior to it is the place for the Aron. So now we have a Yibayalahu, but some say should say Yibayalei. Like he has the following question: Hechi Kamar Kro. What is the pasuk telling me? Udvir Betocha Bayit Mi Pnima Hechim Litzayin Sham. Is he saying that the beer is the same as the Traxin? In other words, is that wall? Is that Betocha Bayit? Has the din of the Kodesh? And then interior to it is the din of the Kodesh Kadashim. Or perhaps the Devir is Mipanima. In other words, the Devir itself is Mipanima. In other words, where do you put the comma? Is it Devir Betocha Bayit and comma Mipanima Hechil Tein Sham at Aron Brit Hashem? Is there a Devir? The Devir is the partition. Is that Betocha Bayit? And then Mipanima, interior to it, is the place where the Aron will be. Or is the Pshad, the Devir Betocha Bayit Mipanima? The Devir was in the interior part of the structure. Hechim came sham and he prepared a place for the Aron there. So the Gemara says, okay, so let me just pause for a second. I did a lot. Okay, so let me just summarize. 1 second, then I'll take questions and then we'll go in for the kill with this, okay? So I'm just going to repeat everything, and then it's for people who came late so we said that in the second base, in the first base of Mikdash, it was a one amma wall. Robert, listening, it was a one amma wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim in the first base of Mikdash. The one amma wall was called Thraxin, amma Thraxin, in the first base of Mikdash. In the second base of Mikdash, instead of the wall, they had a one amma space, empty space, surrounded by two curtains where the wall had been. That's what we said in the Gemara. Then we said that that apparently there was a sapek, what was the status of that space? Does it have a status of the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodashim? So the Gemara first thought, maybe the sapek is that we know that the measurements were 40 amot for the Kodesh and 20 amot in length for the Kodesh Kodashim. Perhaps the question was, where does that one amot wall fit in? Is it in the 40 amot space or the 20 amot space? Then the Gemara says, no, it's in neither one. It's a separate space, but they didn't know if that space has a din of the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Gemara says that the same question is articulated by Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Yosef Yishotzel asked, how do we darshan this pasuk in Sefer Malachim about the Devir? And the Devir is Traxin. Is it, do I read the pasuk in a way to say that the Traxin is not included with the Kodesh Kodashim, or do I say that it is included with the Kodesh Kodashim? Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did? What's up, Bern? What do you got?
Is it possible is someone saying that the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim combined with the wall are 61? Is that where we are with this?
Or that's where we are. That's where we're at.
Someone's
saying that was mefurish. That was mefurish in the Mishnah. We just did the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was clear that way. And the Mishnah was talking about the second base. The Mishnah was talking about the second base of Mikdash, but the Gemara assumes that it would be the same way in the first base of Mikdash.
Whether it's a space between the two parochet things,
in other words, the one amma wall is exclusive of the 20 amot and the 40 amot. That's what we're saying.
61.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Are there halachic questions about sticking your fingers into the kotel because of this issue?
Yeah, there are halachic questions about sticking your fingers in the kotel, but not because of this issue.
Of where the kodesh is, right?
No, the issue over there is first whether is that a wall to the Harabayit or is that a wall to the Azara? So assuming that it's a wall to the Azara, so then you're not allowed, obviously, into the base of Mikdash. So then the question is like, Bia b'miksat shma bia, if you make a partial entry. So someone is saying, like, if you stick your fingers in the crack, so that's not allowed. That's the way.
I'm saying it's a similar issue of whether or not the wall counts as being inside the Azara or outside the Azara. Like, right, if the wall itself.
Yeah, no. So again, so everybody will agree that the wall is the wall of the Azara. If it would be the wall of the Azara, everybody would agree that it has the din of the Azara. But the question here was, where does this wall, the Traxin, fit into it? In other words, the Traxin is dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. So where is that? But the wall of the Azara, everybody agrees that that's part of the Azara, as far as I'm aware. Okay? All right. Let's go further. All right. Everybody mute themselves. And again, a mazel tov to you, Pesach David, on your birth of another grandchild.
Grandson,
the bris, I know, is this Sunday. Yes. And we have a very good moa lined up, I understand. And he's unlikely to pull out at the last minute, I assume. Now, of course, everybody wants to come. We'd love to have all of you in person here. If you're, if it's not a health issue, we'd love to have you here in person in the shul. But obviously, it's your choice. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara said that this Yosef Ish Hotzel had a question how to read the Pasuk and Sefer Malachim. Because we didn't know if the comma went before the word Mipnima or the comma went after the word Mipnima. So the Gemara says, did he really have that question? Bahatanya, we learn in the Braisa, this is two lines from the bottom on 52a, known days of an Aleph. Bahatanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda says. Now, the Gemara is going to say that Isi ben Yehuda is the same person as Yosef Ish Hotzel? That's going to be the question. And we're going to see there's going to be a stira. He says, we think this stira. Bahatani Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Kamesh Mikvor B'Torah Ein Lein Achreya. There are five, now the Arsko translated as Sukkim, and the Masechta said it means five words. Don't have, it's not clear where these words go, whether with the first part of the Pasuk or the second part of the Pasuk, but there are five Sukkim in Chumash where we have the Safed. So turn page. So the top line in the days and the days. So now I'll read all five and then I'll go through them one at a time. Se'eit Meshukadim Machar Arur Betam. Now Se'eit is the Pasuk in Parshat Bereishit. Hashem is talking to Cain, and he says, this is after Hevel's korban was accepted and Cain's korban was not accepted. Remember, Hevel brought from the best. He brought from the best of his sheep, and Cain brought, you know, not the best of his crops. So Hashem favored Hevel's korban. So then Hashem says to Cain, "Lama chara lach, lama naflu fanecha? How come you're so upset?" He says, "Halo im teitiv se'ed." So one way to read this is Imlo Tetiv Lepetakata Rove. So one way to read it is Im Tetiv Sa'id. If you do good, things will go better for you. Im Tetiv Sa'id, things will be lifted up. Imlo Tetiv Lepetakata Rove. So you don't go good, so then Aver is waiting for you. But the other way that the Gemara takes the Pasuk could be read, he says, Imlo Tetiv Sa'id, Rashi learns you're forgiven. Imlo Tetiv Sa'id, if you're good, you'll be forgiven for your Averod. So it's Imlo Tetiv Sa'id, he says, oh, the other is alom teitiv se'et v'im lo teitiv. It's like, but you have to ignore the vav. Like se'et im lo teitiv. If you don't do good, it mean it'll be like you'll be no se'avon. You'll bear the iniquity. You'll bear the iniquity. So it's not clear: is the comma after the word se'et or before the word se'et? That's se'et. Then next case is meshukadim. This is talking about the menorah. It says by the menorah, the candelabra in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvam Nora Arba Agviim, he says on the menorah there were four Gviim, is like cups. Meshukadim Kaftreo Fracheha. Meshukadim, like the way the Rashbam understands it, was where the Arskel went, like almond engraved like almonds, Kaftreo Fracheha. Kaftor is like the buttons and the flowers. So it's not clear where is Meshukadim going. Is it Arba Agviim? Meshukadim, that the Gviim, the cups were engraved like almonds, is that the pshat? Or is it Arba'a Gviim, Meshukadim, Kaftareu Fracha? Is it that there were four cups, but then the Meshukadim Kaftareu, the Kaftor, the buttons on the, or they say, I think, knobs or whatever, on menorah, those are the ones that were engraved like an almond. So, and I looked at the Rashbam today and Ray Packer, the way he was explaining it is, it means that like if it's a cup, it's like a design that's in, like engraved in the cup of the menorah. All right, that's another question two. Okay, question three is Machar. This is talking at the end of Parshat Ishtalach. So they go to war with Amalek. So he says, "Say him." So Moshe says to Yoshua, "B'char lanu anashim, pick men to go to war." Go to war with Amalek. Machar anochini tzavarosha geba. So the question is, where does Machar belong into the sea? This is line page 52b, line one. So the question is, where does the word Machar fit into the whole equation? So shot number one, if you look at Rashi, the third white line, it's Sevihi Malek Machar. We go to war with Amalek tomorrow. That's one shot. Oh, go to war immediately with Amalek. Tomorrow I'm going to be on Rosh Hashanah praying for you. Today you don't need my tefillah. And then the fourth case is Arur. Arur, this is talking about in Parshas Vayechin, the Shimon v'Levi Achim, Tzleich Hamas Mecherotehem, the Sodom Apol Nafshi v'Kalam Atechad Kodi, Kivya Pam Hargu Ish uvitzonam. So where does the word arur fit in? Now, the way we have in our Chumashim, arur is the beginning of another pasuk, but the Gemara is mesupak apparently on where the pasuk ends. So it says, I could read it, that they hamstrung an ox of the cursed one, which is Shechem. Shechem is from Canaan. So Arur Canaan. So Canaan is cursed. So Ikru Shor Arur. They hamstrung the shore of the cursed one. That's one shot. Or the other shot is Arur Apam Kiaz, like their anger is cursed. He says, and then the last one is Bekam. Bekam is Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hinakash Okevim Avotecha, Bekam. In other words, you'll be lying down with your forebears, Bekam, and you'll have Tchiyas Anesim. Remember the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, we learned that this was like different sources in Tanakh for Tchiyas Anesim, and this was one of the best sources. I think the Rambam is the best one. Hinakash Okevim Avotecha Bekam, or Hinakash Okevim Avotecha Bekam this nation will rise up and go after Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, so in this Braisa, Isi Ben Yehuda says there are only five words that are in play. And he says, the Hatanya, or the way that he has aside from the Bach, the Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Hu Yosef Ish Hotzel, Hu Yosef Ababli, Hu Isi Ben Yehuda, Hu Isi Ben Gur Aryeh, Hu Isi Ben Gamliel, Hu Isi Ben Mamael, Umashmo Isi Ben Akiva Shmo. So he says, so it's the same person. So how is it, in other words, how is it that the same Chacham, Yosef Ish Hotzel, who's also the same as Isi Ben Yehuda, says that he has a question about the Pasuk in Sefer Malachim, Udivir, Betoch Abayit, Mithima, Hechim, Lekasein, Sham, and Aron, Brid Hashem. There's a question about that Pasuk, where the comma goes, when he says there's only five psukim in Chumash, where it's not clear where the comma goes. And here he has another pasuk. So the Gemara says on line five, "Vidaraita leka." So in Athinami, he holds the Torah. This is it. This is the only thing that's the question. The Nevi'a Ika. But in Nevi'im, you have all the psukim. So that pasuk was the Nevi'im. So in Athinami, he's got a kasha. So the Gemara says, "Vidaraita leka." You mean in the Chumash, there's no other pasuk, but you don't know where the comma goes other than those five. But you could divide Rav Chista. But what about the pasuk that was, Rav Chista asked a question about? By Shlach and Arei Bnei Israel, by Alu Olod. And now the Gemara says Kibasim. That's add the Gemara's adding on by Zvuchus Vachim Shlamim Parim. La Hashem Parim is the way the pasuk says. So the question is, do I say there's like a pause? By Shlach and Arei Bnei Israel, by Alu Olod et Nachta. Pause. So that would lead me to think the Olo, those were sheep. He says, and then the pasuk continues on by Zbechuz Vachim Shlamim LaHashem Parim. They brought Shlamim Tashem, which were Parim, which were bull. O Dilma Idi Parim. Or perhaps it's all Parim, meaning there's no Etnachta in the middle of that pasuk. And let's look at Rashi on this. The last Rashi, it's around the eighth narrow line by Alu Olok Tvasim Benachamina. So the question is, do I have an etnachta there on Olo, which is the way we have it in our Chumash? Etnachta is like a pause. Odilma, idi parim, maybe they're both parim, and there was a parim within the pasuk was on both. There shouldn't be an etnachta there. El atam gerish, I assume it means like a gershayim, by Alu Olo, Kishitaber Lishalach Harav. So that would link it up with what comes afterwards. So let me just finish the Gemara. So he says, the Gemara says, Rav Chista Mesapkele, Isi Ben Yehuda Pshitele. Rav Chista was Mesupak on that Pasuk, but Isi Ben Yehuda was not Mesupak on that Pasuk. He doesn't say which way he held. I assume he held like we have an Arachumash in the Netbakta, but that's the way that goes. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What?
Beside the whole,
right?
All the words that you mentioned here, they come after Nachta.
After Nachta. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but that's.
At least
that's
accordance to
yeah.
The,
yeah. All right. But that Gufa is the question. In other words, there's no, in other words, in time of the Gemara, there was no etnakta anywhere. There was nobody had a chumash, the etnakta didn't exist. So you had to read the pasuk and know where to pause. So you're reading the way chumash are paskening one way. So that's why it's coming out. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we got?
Sounds like very few examples for the whole Chamisha Chumshei Torah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to say, Yosef? Yosef asked why he had so many different names. I don't know why he had so many different names. I don't know. All right. Now, I'm going to move on now. Okay. All right. Now, it helps if you have a picture book here, but we'll do the best you can what you got. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the Mishnah, Manitin. Now, again, the Kohen Gadol, is poised to enter the Kodesh Kedashim. In his right hand, he's got the machta, the shovel with the hot coals. And in his left hand, he has this ladle with the ketoret, with the incense. And he's about to cross through like this barrier with two curtains. So, Manitin Achitzona Haitaprufa Min Adarom. So, the outer curtain was like draped up from the at the southern end. In other words, like, so as you're facing the curtain, it's on the left. In other words, it's and you have, if you have picture books, let me see where the picture is. You have a nice picture here. So
it's like to send it
to the phone.
This one. This one has a.
Oh, here, this one. Oh, I don't know. Okay, anyway. So, but you can see it here. Let me try to put it. Can you see the picture here? I don't know. It's a little difficult, but
bring it. Yes.
See? All right. Anyway, so in the picture you see, where from here? Yeah, here. Yeah. So over here, the curtain. You see, here's the menorah, and the curtain is pulled back from it. Okay. So he says. Hachitzona taprufa min adarom upnimit min hatzafon. The inner curtain is pulled back on the northern side. Mahalik Benayim, so the Kohen enters the space between the two curtains. He walks between the two curtains on Megillat Tzafon, so he gets to the northern wall. Megillat Tzafon, when he gets to the northern wall, Hofeich Panav L'Darom, means he goes through the curtain, and now he flips around, and now he's facing southwards. In other words, he's not looking at the Aron, if there would be an Aron. This is talking about the second bayit. There was no Aron in the second base of Mikdash, but he would look like to the south. He hugs the parochet, Achu Magia L'Aron. So he gets to where the Gemara is going to explain where the Aron was. There's no Aron in the second base of Mikdash, at least not there. Magia L'Aron, then he gets to the place where the Aron was. He puts the shovel with the coals between where the two Badim would have been, between the two poles of the Aron Kodesh, where it would have been. He says, Tabard haketoret al gabi gatalim. He piled the ketoret on top of the coals. Then it malek v'lobay v'loashan. The whole structure was filled with smoke. Yatsa ubalo b'derech beit knisato. Then, when he leaves, he wants to withdraw. He withdraws backwards. In other words, he doesn't like flip around, like turning his back, like the we leave a room. He's like in other words, like it's like doing a video in reverse. In other words, he's stepping backwards, but. He would say a short tefillah b'beit achitzon means in the heichal, and the Gemara in Tomorrow's Daf will discuss what that tefillah tzara was. He didn't spend a lot of time with that tefillah. He didn't want to get everybody all like for a tzitzit scare. What happened to him? He went in, we don't see him. You know, and a lot of people go in and then they never come out. So he made a short tefillah and then he left. Okay, let me see if I have some more pictures to show you all. And these are pictures courtesy of Dave Weiss. All right, I'll do just some of the pictures, but I think they're nice. Anyway, here you see the Kohen. He's walking between the curtains, you see? That's walking between the curtains. And then here you see him entering. Here he's got like the shovel and the thing there. All right. And then here, I'll just do this one. Here you see, I don't know if you can see, but
I put a pole in.
Yeah, right. Here you see like this space there where he's putting, I don't know if you can see it, but he's putting the Torah down. He's putting the coals down on the Torah, you know, in this space where the Aron would have been. Okay, Now, I'm going to go for any questions. I'm moving on to the Gemara if everybody's good. Okay, I want to get a jump on tomorrow's daf because we have a very long daf tomorrow.
There was one image of his supporting the besamim with his shovel in his between his teeth.
That was on Sunday's daf. I don't think I showed a picture. I didn't show that picture now, did I? No, I didn't show that. So but on Sunday stuff, right? So the Gemara said that it was one of the most difficult of avodot. Not everybody agrees that he did it with his teeth. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Now we're on the first line of the Gemara on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Everybody mute themselves. Okay, the Gemara says B'maya Skinan. So what are we dealing with in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, welcome, Michael. So we're on Nun Beis Amud Beis around the 20th line from the top. Okay. So the Gemara says, "B'maya skinan, ilim mikdash rishon." It will say we're talking about the first base of mikdash. Mihabu parochot. Were there parochot? Were there two curtains in the first base of mikdash? There weren't. So we can't be talking about the first base of mikdash. El mikdash sheni. So we're talking about the second base of mikdash. So mihaba aron. Was there an aron in the second base of mikdash? Bahatani. We learned in the brayso, and we had this already. I think we had this in Shkalim. I think we had this with Shkalim. Mishniknas Aron, the Gazaimot Zinarman. When the Aron was like secreted away, so together or stored away, together with the Aron, Zinarman, the jar of man, was also put away. So in Chumash, it says that when the man came down, so Moshe says to Aron, so, take Malo HaOmer Man, take Kach Tzinsenet Achad, B'ten Shama Malo HaOmer Man. Get one Tzinsenet, get one jar, and fill it up with Man, and you'll leave it Lefnei Hashem. So Rashi learns it means before the Aron, so that later generations will be able to see the Man that I gave Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. So the artful quote of the Medrash that says that Yirmiyahu took that jar and showed it to people. They said, like, how can we spend our time studying Torah? How are we going to eat? So he said, you see the man. That was the way it worked. Then Uslochit Shemen Mishcha, which is the jar or the Shemen Mishcha, the anointing oil. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, describes how there's a mitzvah to prepare this anointing oil, and they anointed Aaron, and they anointed the Mishkan, so that's anointing oil. And the staff of Aaron, and it's almonds and flowers. You remember in Parshas Korach, which is Parshas Shavuot next week, in other words, another 9 days from now, so it says that they question the authority of Aaron a Kohen, and then there's an incident where he tells all the leaders of different Shvatim to take their staffs, and Aaron puts his staff, and Mela, Aaron's staff, like it bloomed like almonds and prachim, so that was there. For Argaz, Shishigu Plishtim to Roman Lokay Israel. Argaz is like the box that the Plishtim sent as a gift to the God of Israel. So if you remember in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, it describes how the Aaron was captured by the Plishtim. And the Aaron stays with the Plishtim, I think, for 6 months. And they get terrible diseases. And they decide, and so based on their advice of their Kohanim, that's the Obdei Avodah Zarah, their Komrim and Kosmim, and their magicians, they decide to send it back. They put it on a wagon, and their Kohanim and Kosmim advise them to send Achbarei Zahav. I don't remember how many. I think maybe five. They send these golden mice together with it, with the Korei Zahav, with like golden hemorrhoids. It sounds strange. Yeah, they were afflicted with these hemorrhoids or whatever, and they were, I don't know, and then something with the mice also. So maybe they send it back to. So that's also. So that was hidden away with the Aron. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, this is the admonition from the Kohanim and Kosmim of the Plishtim, Uchlei HaZahav Asher Shivotam Lo Hashem, like the golden objects that you're giving him back as like a guilt offering, Tasim Vavar Gaz Mitzido, you put it in a box next to, in the box next to the Aron, V'shilach Temoto V'halach, and you'll send it and it'll go. So the Gemara says, Umi Ganazo, so who secreted these things away? Yoshiyahu Ganazo. So Yoshiyahu was the great grandson of Chizkiyahu Melech. He was one of the last kings, but he was a very good king. And we read about Yoshiyahu on Pesach. We have the Pesach of Yoshiyahu, which was and he rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, he cleared away the Avodah Zarah. He says, Mara Ashkenazo. So why did he like secret it away or hide it away? He saw they had a Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was normally kept at Bereishis, and they took it out, and it was open to the Tochacha, and it was open to this Pasuk, that God will lead you and your king, you know, to another nation. So he saw, like this doesn't augur well, Uganazo. So he took the Aaron, and he secreted it away, and with those other items as well. Shenemar. And that was the Mark Pasuk from Dibrei Hayamim, by Yomer Lalabiyim HaMabinim L'Chol Yisrael, that he, this is Yoshiyahu, said to Levim, who were like the teachers for all of Israel, HaKdoshim LaHashem, who are Kadosh LaHashem, to know what Aaron HaKodesh B'Aida Shabbana Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael, that you should place the Aaron in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Lechem Ma'asah B'Kateif. You're not carrying it around anymore. I tell you, do it Hashem Elokeichem in Amo Yisrael, and serve Hashem your God and Amo Yisrael. So why would he say put it in the base of Mikdash? It was in the base of Mikdash. So it means put it in a secret place in the base of Mikdash. And the article said that Shlomo Melech foresaw that it would be destroyed, and he built a subterranean passage for it. So the point being, the Gemara is just trying to prove that there was no Aaron in the second base of Mikdash. So they didn't have an Aaron in the Kodesh Kedashim. Maybe it's in one of the subterranean chambers, but it's not in the Kodesh Kedashim. Now, the Gemara first cleans up this Brisa, but Amar Blazar, now the Gemara explains how we know that all of these things were kept with the Aaron. The Amar Blazar, Aki Shama Shama, because it's Der Shava. It says by the Aaron, that I Hashem will meet with you Shama there, like above the Aaron. And it says Shama, it says by the Sinan Aman, it says, but ten Shama Maloha Omer, you should put there, you know, fill it up with the man in the jar. So the jar is linked to the Aaron. But Ati Doro Doro, and then Doro Doro is another Xerah Shavra. It says by the jar of the man, it says Mishmeret L'Doro Teichem, and by the Shem and Mishka, which is Mishka Kodesh Yezeli L'Doro Teichem. So one thing is connected to the other. So the Tzinsen and Aman was connected to the Aaron, and then the Shem and Mishka is connected to Tzinsen and Aman. But Atia Mishmeret Mishmeret, and Mishmeret Mishmeret, this is from the Makel of Aaron, says Mishmeret, and by the Makel, it says the Mishmeret Lo L'Bnei Meri, it will be a sign for the rebellious people, and by the Sinan Aman, it says Mishmeret. So the point being that they were all kept with the Aaron. So now the Gemara says La'olam B'Mikdash Sheni. So which is our Mishnah talking about? Because here our Mishnah is mentioning the Parochot, which will be Mikdash Sheni, but it also mentions the Aaron and the Babim, which would be Mikdash Rishon. So what is the Mishnah talking about? The Gemara says La'olam B'Mikdash Sheni. Our Mishnah is talking about the Mikdash Sheni. What does the Mishnah mean that the Kohen got to the Aaron, the Ark, Makom Aaron? It means the place where the Aaron would have been had it been there, not that there was an Aaron there. But the Mishnah says that he put the mark of the shovel with the coals between the two bottom, between the two poles of the Aaron, Ema Kibbein Shnei Abadim. It means like where the poles would have been, that's where he placed it. Okay, who's the questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, let me keep moving. Let me just get a little bit out here. Today is Monday, right? Okay. All right. Let's take a look. All right. Now, the Gemara says we're 5 lines from the bottom on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Okay. Sabar HaKoret Al Gabi Gechalim. So he, the Kohen Gadol, piled up the Koret on the coals, the hot coals. So Tanan Kamand Amar Sobra. So the Gemara says our Mishnah follows the Shita that he piles it up. So on Sunday stuff, which I think Michael did, so the Gemara mentions the Mathloket on Mem Ten Amud Beis. So the Gemara said, it says over there, it's on line 4, and then 10 of days 49b, it's Sobra Kishahe Ashna Shohelabo. So one opinion holds that you pile the turret up so the smoke will be delayed in coming. He says, V'yeshamrim fazra k'she ashna maher levo. Some says, no, you don't want to delay it. You want to hasten the coming of the smoke. So by hastening it, you're sure maybe the coin like doesn't like gaze at things and he leaves the Kodesh Kadashim right away. So our Mishnah holds that Sobra. Our Mishnah is coming on the side of Sobra. So now the Gemara says, Tani Chara Sobra Panima, that he piles it up first. Panima means in the space closest to where the Aron would have been, Shehi Chutzalo, which is like far away from the Kohen, and then he comes closer to him. The Tani Idach Sobra Chutza, in the other Bryce we learn that he piles it up in a place that's further away from where the Aron would have been, Shehi Panimalo, which is closer to him. In other words, he's got the shovel has hot coals, and he's going to pile it up on the coals on the shovel. So the question is, and we have the picture book, does he begin further away from him and then bring it closer, or does he begin closer and then go further away? That's the basic idea. And we have our picture book. Let me show a picture to me. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, so bottom 97 and top, wait. Yeah, really 97, really. Okay, so I don't know. Anyway, here, let me take this. Can you see this here? Right? Is that too close? All right. So here you see the Kohen, and he's piling it up like further away from himself. And here you see a picture where he's piling up closer to himself. Okay. Here. Yeah. He's putting down the coals are on the floor. He's got the ketoret. He has the ketoret in his hands, and he's placing the ketoret on the coals. And then there's going to be smoke. Okay, so let's take a look back in the Gemara. So he says, "So Amar Abaye Tanahi." So Abaye says that's Machloka Tanahi. But Amar Abaye says, "Mistabrik Mandamar Nima Shi Chutzalo." It's more logical, the opinion says, that first he places it on the coals that are closer to the Aron, further away from him. It's not, because we learn in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechta Tamid. This Mishnah is talking about not Yom Kippur, but the daily Ketoret, please, the daily Ketoret that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Malam Dinoto, they teach the Kohen, who's going to handle the Ketoret, he's a hair, that you should be careful not to begin near you. And as if I begin near me and I push the Torah down, it starts firing up and then you can get burned. So either I get burned from the smoke that's coming up, or a different shot that some of the Torah may shoot off, I get burned. So if I begin it further away, that's better. So the Gemara assumes, just like during the week, we say, be careful how you put it down and put it down away from you further away and come closer. The same thing we assume would be true on Yom Kippur. Though I saw the Masechta Gemara said, not necessarily the case, because the daily Ketoret, the coals were taken off of the Mizbeach, placed down there, and then the Ketoret right away. It's very hot coals. But on Yom Kippur, the coals have been taken off, and then he leaves it on the floor for a while. He does more avoda, then he comes back around for it. So the coals may not have been as hot on Yom Kippur as during the week. All right, let's keep going. All right, so on the top line on Nun Gimel Manala. Okay, now again, we're going back to the Pesukim and Akhri mode. Tana Rabbanan, that on Tana Torah, Eish Lafei Hashem, that it says in the Torah that he, the Kohen Gadol, will place the Torah on the fire, Lafei Hashem. Lafei Hashem means like before the Aron. He says, Shalo Yitakeni Bachutz V'yachnis, meaning that again, so the Pesukim say, let's go back to the Pesukim here. The Pesukim say, 1 second. Yeah. So if you have an article Chumash, it's on page 640, but you can listen. It's on Perek Tzayin Pasuk Yud Beis. The Kohen Gadol will take these coals, and a handful of Torah, and then bring it inside. Then put the Torah on the fire of the Hashem. So that sounds like he puts the Torah, after he's got the coals in the Kodesh Kadashim, he puts the Torah on it. He says here, He shouldn't put the Torah on the coals and then walk into the Kodesh Kodashim. In other words, that is in contradistinction to the position of the Stukim, the Sadducees, who say that's the way you should do it. If you remember, early in the Masechta, we learned that they gave a shvua to the Kohen Gadol that he shouldn't be Mishana from anything that they had told him, right? And the Gemara says that Mishnah was on Daf Yud Chenam Beis. And then on Daf Yud Chenam Beis, the Gemara explains why did they give him that shvua. He says that they were choshesh that maybe he's a tzduki, chas v'shalom, and they wanted to make sure that he wasn't doing it that way. He cried that they suspected him, and they cried that it was that way as well. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara interjects in the Braisa. So we're going down the Braisa. Now the Gemara interrupts the Braisa. The Gemara says, my darish, what did the tzdukim, how did they darish in the psukim to think that we should put the ketoret on the fire outside? Means in the Kodesh. He says, in other words, again, nobody sees what any Kohen Gadol is going to do in there because nobody's in the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodashim. So he's there by himself. But the Stukim say, the Stukim say you light the fire when you're in the Kodesh. You light the Torah when you're in the Kodesh. And then you work on smoking it. But the Chazal teach us that when you get the Kodesh Kodashim. So my Darish, what did they Darish in the Pasuk? Ki ba'anan Eirael ha-kaporet. The Darish in the Pasuk says, ki ba'anan Eirael ha-kaporet. With a cloud, I will appear on the Torah. In other words, the way they understood it, that when you get the cloud, then you get to enter. Keep on like so now back in the Braisa, the Chachamim said, "Stukim, the pasuk says you'll put the Torah on the fire of Hashem." In Cain, Matam Alomar, keep on like a if that's the case. So how do we darsh in this pasuk? What do we do with the pasuk? Hibanani rela kaporet. Let me find the pasuk. Hibanani rela kaporet. Yeah, that's pasuk beis. So the pasukim we were quoting before was pasuk yud gimel. Now we're going to pasuk beis. So what do we do? Hibanani rela kaporet. Mulameid shenotim ba'amal yashan. So that teaches us that we have to add an ingredient to the Torah, which we saw earlier in the Masechta. You remember on Daf Lamed Chet and Lamed Tet. Remember, Beit Avtinas didn't want to share, you know, how they knew about preparing the Ketoret, and they knew how to identify this ingredient known as Malei Ashan. And Malei Ashan is something that causes the Ketoret to go up like a pillar, goes up in a straight column. So he says, that teaches Kibbananu Ketoret that we add the Malei Ashan. Uminayish don't taint by Malei Ashan. And now we don't understand these lines. Here we quote one Kastuk, we add Malei Ashan. Now the Gemara brings another proof, the Mibraisa does. Shinemar, that the anan haktorah, the cloud of the Torah, should cover the kaporet, which is the covering of the aron. Halonatan b'mali ashan. So the Braisa concludes that if he didn't add this mali ashan, oshet hiserachat mikos samanah, or he left it out one of the ingredients of the Torah, chayav mita. He's chayav mita again. So in the parsha, it says. It says that he'll. It says two psukim. He can't come el pnei kaporet ron v'lo yimut. In other words, so you shouldn't die if he doesn't do everything right. But then later on, it says in pasuk yigimel he'll put the torah on each l'fnei Hashem. V'chisan on a torah kaporet al shiro yidut v'lo yimut. So it'll cover the cloud will come up and he won't die. Let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, so the Gemara takes it v'chisan anan hakitoret et hakaporet. Ha-ketoret, it has to be the complete ketoret with all its ingredients, and if you do that, you won't die. If you don't do that, you'll die. So the Gemara says, with paper clay, tamayli biarek on it. Why can't we say that skip it that he's offering ketoret which wasn't properly compounded? He's if he's not doing a mitzvah in the Kodesh Kadashim, so he's entering the Kodesh Kadashim for no reason, and that's also something of Yitayavita. That's be'al yavo b'chol el Kodesh in b'lo yamar. So Amar of Sheshet, ha-chamay asinan. But Shesha says the nafkamina between the two instances would be shagag b'biya b'hezi b'hantara. Let's say he was a shogeg about entering the Kodesh Kodashim, meaning he didn't realize that he's chayev misa for entering the Kodesh Kodashim. He entering the Kodesh Kodashim for no reason. He didn't realize that, but he knew that if he doesn't offer the proper Torah, he's chayav misa. So that would be a nafkamina between the two. So if he's mazed on one, he's chayav misa for that. That's one nafkamina. Ravashi amar, afilu tema hezi bezu bezu. Ravashi says you can even say he's mazed by both of them. Gon the ayel shli haktarot, but the nafkamina would be, let's say he comes in and he offers Torah twice. One is complete Torah and one is defective Torah. Bia lomachayev. He's not chayev for being reikanit, for entering the Kodesh Kodash for no reason, because he's offering the Torah. The ayole shleimah. He's offering the full Torah. Aha Torah machayev. Tamakter Torah chaser. But he's chayev for offering the Torah chaser. Now, the Gemara says, and I just want to do this because as far as long talk, I want to make sure we're okay. So Amar Mar, I mean, Nayin Shorotin Ba'amal Le'ashan. So earlier in the Braista, we said, how do we know that you have to add this ingredient known as Ma'alei Ashan? Ma'alei Ashan means like Yishmo Kenu. It means it's causing the smoke to go up. Tamal Omar, the Chisa. So the Gemara quoted two psukim to teach me that you have to have Ma'alei Ashan. One was Kiban Anirot Kaporet, and one was V'chisa Ananak Toret. So it says, Kra L'Kra, I'm bringing one pasuk for another pasuk. Amar of Yosef Hachi Tamar. But Yosef says, from the first pasuk I know, Ein Li'ala Alei Ma'alei Ashan. I only know the leaf of Ma'alei Ashan. Leaf is that choice of thing. So leaf, I have to put the leaf of the Ma'alei Ashan in. He says, Ikar Ma'alei Ashan Minayin. Where do I know if I put the root of the Ma'alei Ashan? That's also good. Kamalomar V'chisa. V'chisa. Okay, now let me do a little bit with the Al Hadaf and what else. Sure. Let's say the Kohen Gadol. With the Torah. It's the what? No. Let's say he knows that it doesn't have all the ingredients in it. Let's say he did. Let's say he did. He knows it has all. It doesn't have all the ingredients, and he went ahead and did it. So what would the halakha be? That's the issue. Or that's where we're at. Okay. All right. Now, no. In other words, the Gemara has this out through a shas, like different ukimtas, different situations. So we're talking about if he did one shogeg and one maze. That's what Gemara said. What? That's the amazing case that we're talking about. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Although, you see, the Gemara says Stukim, not the same thing. Stukim would like the Torah and the Kodesh. And that also wasn't, that also, they but they psych like the Reformed Jews. They were doing this right, but it's wrong. So the Gemara, and the Gemara says, the Gemara earlier learned that one of them did it, and then with the calf, the leg of the angel was on him. Sung, what did the Gemara say? But anyway, you see. All right, we'll see. When which picture is this?
All of them. Put the 98 on the bottom.
Looks like something happened, and they can pull him back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's take a look there. Okay. All right. The Bryce derives from Pasuk that the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur offers Torah which lacks someone requiring spices, he's chayav mita, subject to death by the hands of heaven. Shagas Ari questions the necessity for the halacha. Burning Torah is permitted on Yom Kippur only for the sake of the mitzvah of Torah, which overrides Shabbos and Yom Tov. Burning invalid Torah, however, constitutes forbidden malacha of Havara, burning or igniting, which carries the punishment of Kare. Since the Kohen Gadol who offers deficient Torah is in any case subject to Kare for desecrating Yom Kippur, why is it necessary to tack on additional reason for the death penalty? So it's not quite the same. In other words, he's assuming that Kari would be the same as Mita, but it's not necessarily the same. But he's saying, why isn't it like overkill? The This is on Yom Kippur, right? So on Yom Kippur. There's one question, but assuming that it is high of like other malacho, so you would be high of paro. Okay, so now, in other words, if you don't have eight and a half bras, you're high of paro. Okay, so now let's take a look further. Okay, so let's take a look now. So the Kilas Yaakov answers that the penalty of offering deficient Torah is relevant with respect to Aaron HaKohen. He says the Medrash on site on the Gimel says that Aaron was permitted to enter the Kodesh Kedashim in even the middle of the year, provided he performed the Yom Kippur Avodah. That's what the Gra says. He come at any day of the year of this whole Avodah. So it teaches that if Aaron were to enter the Kodesh Kedashim on an ordinary weekday, when the Malacha Vara is not a concern, and offered deficient Torah, he was so to me to be Dei Shemayim. That's one answer. Alternatively, suggests that burning in Balak Torah and Shabbos during Yom Kippur is not a Kari-bearing transgression because it is Mekalkel, a destructive act, since the spices are destroyed without any beneficial result. The rule is that if one performs a malach on Shabbos or Yom Kippur in a destructive manner, he's exempt from a penalty. See, however, Shabbos Kufav, where one opinion maintains that Mekalkel Bavara Chayiv. So this is what you asked. Pesach David, are you still there? Pesach David?
Yes. David? Yes.
Yeah. Remember, you asked me about Havara. So he says, I said, this is what I said to you, because on Shabbos, there's an opinion that holds Mekalkel Bavara Chayiv. The Bavara is accepted. Yeah, but he's assuming not this way, though. So he says that so you wouldn't be chayav for Havara on Yom Kippur if it wasn't the full Ketoret. It's just destructive. But you would be chayav for offering Ketoret, you know, not the right Ketoret, and you would be chayav for you know, be a Rekana. Okay,
so it's not Havara.
If today, let me just... Scream, I can't hear you.
You're not chayav for Havara, then. It's for offering the wrong Ketoros. You're not chayav for Havara. It's for offering the wrong Ketoros.
There's a machlokin in the Gemara, whether you're chayav for Havara, if it's just derech hasfat, derech makalkil.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me end the recording. One second. Let me end the recording.